If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Okay, y'all, in a sign, it is on the razor's edge, this election. It is coming down to the wire. Over the weekend, Donald Trump held 5 of his last 9 rallies in North Carolina or North Carolina media markets. One of them was right over the border in Virginia and Salem. That tells me he doesn't have this locked up. It also tells me she doesn't either. Remember, I've been telling you that he must win Georgia and North Carolina. Those are must wins for him. Then on top of that, he's either got to win Pennsylvania. If he wins Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, it's over. It's done. If he cannot win Pennsylvania and she does, he's going to need Arizona and Wisconsin, or maybe Arizona and Michigan. That's a weird combo for me, but okay, it'll work. But he has a few paths to the presidency, but they're also very narrow. And here's the thing. Two legs of that stool are North Carolina and Georgia. So I was very nervous over the weekend to see him doing 5 of the 9 rallies in that media market. He won North Carolina last time by just 1 point. So he should have this sewn up. But does he? And folks, the thing that's driving me crazy right now is our side is slinging a lot of really damaging misinformation. They don't mean to, but they are. People online taking victory laps. It's going to be a absolute landslide. It's over. We're done. What you're telling people when you post that stuff is, wow, 6-hour line in North Carolina. I think I'll just go. I'll go get myself some dinner because, you know, Trump's going to win. That's going to kill us. We have got to finish strong in North Carolina. Let me tell you why. Because we've led there in early voting the whole time. It's the first time in history that's happened. Normally the Democrats lead, right? But in the final 2 days of early voting, it's as if unaffiliated woke up from some kind of slumber and surged. And they surged past us. So Republicans right now are number 2. Unaffiliated, 1.5 million are in the number 1 slot. Republicans at number 2 with 1.478 million votes, and Democrats in the 3rd slot with 1.37 million votes. So you see, if unaffiliated lean left, Trump could be losing North Carolina. At a minimum, this thing's going to come down to the wire, and it's going to be a turnout contest. Who can stand in the line the longest? Okay, to figure out what's going on, I had on Rich Barris, the People's Pundit. He's the director at Big Data Poll. He polls North Carolina. And I wanted to find out what is going on there. Here's my interview with him. Okay, so over the weekend, we saw unaffiliated pass Republicans to win early voting in North Carolina. And we also saw another thing, Donald Trump do 4 of his 9 weekend rallies. I'd say really 5 because the other one's right over the border in Salem, same media market. 5 of the 9 really in North Carolina. What's going on with North Carolina?
Well, as we were as I was coming on, the last ECU poll did just come out, which I look toward. I polled North Carolina myself, mm-hmm. but I always look at ECU. Those are good guys, and they try to do the best job they can. They had Biden winning the state in 2020 by about 2 points, but a close race, right?
Yeah.
Certainly within the margin. They have Trump up, and they have him at 50. It's not a huge margin, but I think what you were seeing there is a little bit of a combination of things. In the early vote, actually, the other surpassing both parties should really be expected, considering the registration trends that we have seen in this state. Other last year overtook, well, really it was this year, overtook both parties in registrations. And I have been saying this for a while, that too many pundits and forecasters ignore voter registration as a trend and as a predictive indicator. It is, in fact, very predictive. So, you know, I this doesn't surprise me at all. But I think a couple of things are going on. One, you know, Michael Whatley is now the chair of the RNC. Mm-hmm. And for people who don't know, Michael Whatley was the chair of the Republican Party in North Carolina. And think about this, Tara, he's got to win this state, right?
Yeah. Yes. So, yes.
Any indication that it's closer than you want it to be, if you're Michael Whatley, you're going to be banging in the president's ear. Go back to North Carolina. Go back to North Carolina. Two is of course the impact of the storm. When we look at the early vote numbers, there are some areas that were impacted by the storm where early vote, that message of get out and go vote and vote early, did not reach those people, unfortunately, the way it reached everyone else in the state. I lived in Florida before North Carolina for almost for about a decade and a half. And every time there was a storm, there was always an attempt to kind of seize on whichever, you know, whatever part of the state that storm hit. If it was Republican or Democrat, there was always this hope that it would hurt turnout and these people would not come out and vote at the same rates as the rest of the state. You know, in truth, little history, that doesn't really happen. I mean, if the people love and support that candidate, they'll find a way to vote. So it's just the early vote message didn't get to them, though, and Trump needs those votes. I've been doing this and polling North Carolina for years, and I think if you're the Harris campaign, they're doing what Hillary Clinton did. They're doing what Joe Biden did. You have to keep alive this idea that you have some other path to the presidency, and they're very good. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not sowing complacency, and North Carolina is going to be close. We polled it. Our last poll was Trump 51.1, Harris 47.1. So, I mean, that's still with a 3-point sampling error. That's still pretty close. You know, it's not a blowout. We did have Trump with an advantage. But if you're the Harris campaign, you're going to want, and the media is going to help you do it, you're going to want to make sure that Trump cannot take his eye off the ball in one of those states. And as it stands right now, you know, Governor Kemp is expressing a lot of confidence that they have Georgia,
okay,
and Arizona look historic. So that leaves North Carolina for you.
Want to pause here and thank PhD Weight Loss for backing me through thick and thin. In fact, they got me from thick to thin, something nobody else has ever really been able to do. I've lost 10, even 15 pounds on my own before. I felt really good about it till I gained the whole thing back over and over and over. So when I heard about PhD Weight Loss, I'd done this show many times. I told Dr. Ashley Lucas, no, I'm not doing this again. I'm good. Because I was maintaining my weight and thought that was the best I'd ever be able to do. Well, she got 30 pounds off my body, returned me to the size 6 I was when I started college as a freshman. And the biggest, best part, I've been able to keep it off for almost 2 years now. Not just me, though. Everyone around me who's done the plan has done the same thing. Lee's kept it off for almost 3 years. Joey, Mike Gallagher, all of us have been through the PhD weight loss plan, and all of us are years into maintaining our weight. Same with Charlie James. So look, check them out. Tell them Tara sent you. I'm not saying commit to doing this. I'm saying commit to finding out about it. It's all natural, so no shots, no prescriptions, nothing like that, which is great in the maintenance phase because you don't have to be addicted to something for life. I don't like that. So go to myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. Myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. These pollsters, are they going to miss big? You're a pollster, that like they did Rich Barris in 2016 and 2020. They were still, I mean, Biden did win, but they were still way off.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I would say this. because everyone's talking now this morning about all the pollsters talking about overcorrecting maybe or all these different corrections. I would remind everybody that everybody said the same thing in 2020. Don't worry, we corrected. And that was not the case. I found myself once again all alone. We did Joe Biden winning, but it was close in our polling. It was not the blowout that everybody else found. In 2016, it always looked close. There was a group of voters who were basically sick of the same old choices. And at the last few weeks or so, they broke to Trump. And that's how we won the election. In 2020, it was always very close. And honestly, it could have gone either way in our polling, which is why. And it did, even though we overstated Biden in Wisconsin by a little bit. We had him up by 2 points. He barely won it. We had some misses in both directions, not huge. This election, I would say, is a little different. I kind of feel like there's something baked into the cake. There was always this social bias with Trump supporters. I'm not sure you can correct for, Tara. I'm really not. I'm just trying to be 100% honest with people. We try to do the best job that we can, but ultimately they decide elections. And in 16 and in 20, when we saw social biases, it was the textbook example of a social desirability bias. I don't want you to know I'm voting for Donald Trump because decent people don't vote for Donald Trump. How many times did you hear the word decent or decency in Biden's convention speech? And that's what was fueling that bias. This time, that's not the case. We literally have been hearing from people for months. Who is this? Is this recorded? Where does my response go? We have to assure them that their responses are confidential. This time, it's not driven by a textbook social bias. It's driven by fear. Wow. When you try to lock somebody up for the rest of their life and you put their supporters in jail, if pollsters don't think that that's going to have some impact on how honest someone is when they talk to you on the phone or when they take that survey that they got texted in a link to their, SMS, then you're crazy. Then you're not being honest with yourself. Of course it does. And we have the recorded transcripts to show it. People were worried about, speaking freely this time, and that could result in a fairly big mess. It could. So, might not, but it could.
So you're saying then you think that sounds like you're saying you think that Trump supporters might have been way underpolled this time.
Yeah. Perhaps? And then also in this last week, we saw all of this kind of last minute movement to Harris in the state polls. But in the national polls, everybody dropped theirs last night. The tip tracking poll is done. Everybody is basically showing about a 4-point from their prior poll to now. NBC News was Harris plus 4. Now they're tied with the head-to-head, and they're actually Trump plus 1 in the full ballot. That's pretty much it across the board. The New York Post, Morning Consult, almost everybody is showing this. And national polling is a bit different than state polling. So what we have been trying to warn people, Mark Mitchell, myself, Mark Mitchell does Rasmussen reports, and then Nate Cohen wrote it in an article in the New York Times when he released the polls last night, white Republicans just stopped talking about a week and a half ago. They just stopped talking. They wouldn't participate. Their participation was down anywhere between 15 and 20% on a given day. Black participation and especially white Democratic participation was up. And that may be, we don't know. If I gave you a reason, it would be speculation. My kind of hypothesis, my like rolling hypothesis here, is that Republicans voted earlier this year, and now they kind of checked out, and they don't want to talk anymore to pollsters because there's so much more early vote participation. But I just don't know that for sure. All I can tell you is that no matter where we polled, whether it was Michigan, Pennsylvania, anywhere, they were done.
Let's talk Pennsylvania real quick, Rich Barris. I know you got to go, but Kamala Harris doesn't look like she's got this. I mean, all of her events today are in Pennsylvania. All of her events yesterday were in Pennsylvania. Trump has two in Pennsylvania today, yes, but he's also going to North Carolina and Michigan. Is she in trouble in Pennsylvania? Is she concerned? What's going on there?
So Governor Shapiro, who I have a very interesting line to, does not feel good for her about Pennsylvania right now. And he apparently for the last 5-6 days has been saying, this firewall number keeps changing. People aren't voting. That's all I can tell you. So stop giving me like a specific number. If we don't get close to like 500,000 in the bank before Election Day, she is not going to have a prayer to win this state. So he is very pessimistic about it. Going into 2020, Democrats had a 1.1 million vote advantage, by party anyway. I mean, we don't know how much crossover there is, but bipartisan ballots, they had about a 1.1 million advantage. That right now is below 500. This firewall number has been moving, and it should kind of move based on how many Republicans are actually voting and how much of that is their election day vote that they may be cannibalizing, or how much is new low propensity voters. And I can tell you this, in Pennsylvania, in Nevada, in Arizona, basically everywhere here in North Carolina, Republicans are doing a better job getting their low propensity, even no propensity voters to vote early than Democrats are. So while in Pennsylvania, there are more votes, raw votes of Democrats who either don't vote in more than two out of the last four elections or don't vote at all, they have more raw ballots. But as a share of their return vote, it's a lower percentage, which means Republicans have more gas in the tank for election day.
Good.
And if they have a turnout, then Harris is in deep trouble.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Question, and look, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm talking to two swing states now. You have to vote. You've got to vote. We need your votes.
Oh,
we
yeah.
need you in line now. Would you emphasize that? Because there's these online rumors on our side that I think are misinformation. Oh, we're winning in a landslide.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's insane. And Hillary Clinton thought that too. And guess what?
Yeah.
She was only Madam President on the cover of a magazine. That never happened in real life. You have got to go vote. I mean, all of these forecasts and projections are based off of the supposition that Republicans, that vote we were just talking about in the last segment being in the tank, mm-hmm. is going to be in the tank and then spent on election day. It's not that you can stay home and don't worry, they got this. You have got to go vote. Bring five people that you know. Everybody, I was just having a debate on Twitter with somebody, or X, whatever it's called now. And Elon Musk was pointing out that, you know somebody who voted for Biden in 20 who doesn't like the direction of the country. You know nobody who voted for Trump that is now voting for Harris. And that actually is not anecdotal. The New York Times poll, their final national, was this identical to ours. It was less than 2% of Trump 2020 voters voting for Harris, when it was more than double of the Biden voters in 2020 voting for Trump. But they have got to vote. And you know who they are, and you got to make sure they vote. I'm not saying vote shame them. I'm saying vote shame them. You got to get them there. Because this, I mean, it's absolutely, Republicans did a great job getting new and even, you know, their higher propensity voters to vote early. They did a great job doing that. But they still have a ton of people who refuse to vote early and vote on election day, and they have got to go do it. Look at a state like Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. Without that election day vote, he will not win. You got to go out and vote. And it will be close. You know, could it be a blowout, Dara? Of course it could. And it could be a blowout in either direction. If Republicans don't vote, she's going to win. And maybe she's going to win kind of easily in the Electoral College. It'll be close in the vote, but she'll win, you know, the numbers if they don't get that vote out on election day. If they do, then they have a chance to blow her out of the water. But right now, it is close. And this idea in, you know, that is floating all over social media that they're complacent. And, you know, I actually know a lot of people that fit that bill, and they are wrong. They better go out and do their thing, or else, you know, they'll blow this one.
Ooh, you're making me nervous. We're talking to Rich Barris, and he is the director of Big Data Poll. Okay, tell me about Wisconsin. Wisconsin's weird. I mean, it's not on Trump's final rally list. Is he giving it up, or does he already have it won? What's going on with that?
Wisconsin's a very tricky state to poll, and here's why. And I think this is what's fueling some of the Trump campaign's confidence. And it really is on both sides. So for people like me who do talk to people on both sides of the aisle, Democrats do not feel good about Wisconsin. I think we all, even though it was a nice little talking point for 24 hours, I think everybody assumes that the Seltzer poll in Iowa was a huge miss. And she's going to look a little ridiculous. So Iowa and Wisconsin have a lot of overlapping demographics. And the reason why nobody believes the Seltzer poll is because of what their internals show them. You might remember a couple of weeks ago, Tammy Baldwin, the Senate candidate from the Democrats in Wisconsin, leaked to the Wall Street Journal her internal polling. Harris has been struggling in Wisconsin in both sides' internal polling now more consistently than the other two states. So I think that he feels, you know, he's got a little bit better of a shot. It always, by the way, polls to the left, but votes to the right.
Yep.
In 16 was the case. In 20, that was the case. It polls a lot more left wing because so much of it is rural. And then also, there's no registration by party. But another reason it's so difficult to poll is because there is a final week and all the way up to the election where you can register to vote. And boy, do they do this in Wisconsin. They love doing this. If you pull the voter file, you'll see a huge chunk are of people who are on active voter rolls right now are actually close to or same day registrants. So that's going well. As we understand it, that late push is going very well for the Republicans, and they just feel more confident about it. Pennsylvania is tricky because we all know about Philadelphia. I heard you when I was waiting to come on. We all know what they do in Philadelphia. We all know what they do in Allegheny. Let's stop playing. You have to beat that.
Yep.
So the way to do it is to swamp it. You got to have such a higher turnout that it overwhelms that. And that's what he's trying to do.
I got 30 seconds left. Michigan. Muslims endorsing Michigan. Trump. Weird. What's going on there?
I'm telling you, I think if there's a big polling miss, it'll be in Michigan. These little subgroup communities that everyone, you know, think kind of casts away, they tend to vote as communities, or at least in large chunks, and they don't poll well at all. So if there is a big polling miss, I actually don't think it'll be in Wisconsin or Pennsylvania. I think it'll be in Michigan. So if he outperforms any one of those states like exceedingly, I think it will be the state of Michigan. There's a lot of dynamics going on there. Very, very, very difficult and complicated.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.